Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
If your index finger is shorter than your ring finger, you're a psychopath.
Yeah,
we're all
Carson's
psycho.
The only one that's normal here.
I'm seeing this thing on here that says it suggests that you might have had greater exposure to male hormones during birth.
Yeah. So those of us with the longer ring finger, more manly?
Yes.
Sort of, yeah.
Uh-oh. And if we take a survey inside the studio here, we will also notice that 2 out of 3 don't watch The Bachelor.
Exactly.
Yes.
Starting all the lineup.
I get it.
Is
I
it?
Get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Also, podcast is there. Anything you missed on the program today, you can catch up on the Odyssey app if you put it on your phone. Currently 17 degrees. It is Tuesday. Good morning, Jamie. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good. I just got the shoot shocked out of me.
Oh, no.
Oh,
what'd
God.
You touch?
Well, I have that long coat on, and I think I created some static electricity. Yeah, so I think that's what happened. Man, that
anyway. Right. Well, it's cold out there. Man, I came by the Chatfield Reservoir this morning, and the fog is unbelievable.
Oh,
I literally
coming off the water or something?
I got down to like 5 miles per hour.
Oh, really?
Wow. It was so bad this morning, so be careful if you're in that area, probably anywhere near water.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Last night, you guys, I ate it on my driveway.
Oh, no. You
like an old lady. Like an old lady. Shing! So if you have some ice around, you're supposed to walk like a penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah, forward and like scooty, scooty. No, it was where my car was. So where my car was, underneath it, there's ice.
Oh,
and I had moved it over. And so I came out, and I was just like, I wasn't even thinking. And just,
man.
Probably from like the tire tracks.
Jeepers. And just because it was covered and it never melted. So.
Jeepers.
Yeah, it was
kind
of crazy.
My wife went with her mom and her boyfriend to a concert over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And her mom spilled it and went down.
Ooh.
And broke a bone in her knee.
Oh, a knee bone?
A knee. Something cracked in her knee. And also her ankle is all jacked up.
Oh,
so on her right side, she's got a knee brace on. She can barely walk on it. And on the left side, she's got a boot on.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
It's awful.
Yeah, that is awful.
Yeah.
This ice is no joke. I was thinking about that because I was thinking about all the Amazon people and the UPS drivers and stuff because my one step is pure ice. So I went and bought ice melt for the – because I can't even – get up under it to get to pop it off.
Yeah.
And so I just bought ice melt, and I'm like, good luck, UPS and Amazon
people. I bet
you
they eat it all the time.
All the time. Yeah. You know they do.
I go get the ice melt when I don't want to shovel.
Well, yeah. I mean, I tried to shovel it. It's stuck on the concrete.
Yeah.
There's no getting under it at all.
There's breaking news this morning. There's a bridge that's collapsed in Baltimore. There's 20 people in the water right now.
Yeah, that is crazy. A ship
Jeepers,
hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a ship hit it, and it's a main thoroughfare, and I guess they're having problems getting to the people because of icy conditions, the weather, all that stuff. So
it's terrible.
It is awful.
It's 20-something people went into the water. They've rescued two. I've got a report here. Let's listen to this little report here from, I think it's from Fox this morning.
A catastrophic bridge collapse in Baltimore, and the Maryland governor has just declared a state of emergency. This is the Francis Scott Key Bridge, stitching together two major counties in Maryland, and that is a cargo ship colliding with a pillar. This is 1:30 a.m. local time. That cargo ship, the Dolly, hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge and sent the principal section, the main stretch of this bridge, into the water. Rescue boats are now on the scene, and we are hearing from the Baltimore Fire Department that up to 20 people may be in the water. A search is underway. The Francis Scott Key Bridge connects two major counties in the Baltimore area. It is more than a mile and a half long. It's been open for nearly 50 years, one of the longer bridges in this country, and a major artery for shipping and for passengers, for vehicles. Tens of thousands a day cross this bridge.
With this day and age that we live in, cameras picked up on it, and it's all recorded. It's unbelievable.
The whole thing is gone. It's like the ship hit one pillar, and the entire structure came down.
It just crumbled.
Yeah, even the other side of the other pillar came down, which was weird.
And all these people in the water, they're saying that the water temperature being 47 degrees, that these people could survive for maybe up to an hour.
Oh, because of hypothermia?
Yeah.
All that, yeah.
All right, that's the big breaking news this morning. Bridge collapse because of a cargo ship that rammed into it in Baltimore. We'll keep you updated if any more details on that, plus a lot more to come on the program as we just get started this morning. It's BJ and Jamie on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Oh, that Britney Spears. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
She's back on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And scantily clad.
In that yellow bikini.
Yep.
Woo, man, look at her. Hey, big money drawing last night. Nobody wins.
Yeah, I saw that.
Powerball moves on. $865 million. Mega Millions tonight is over $1 billion.
Yep.
Woo, get your tickets. I don't think we won anything, but I don't think anybody did.
Did we play?
Hey.
Did we play?
I don't know. I was asking the guys that earlier because our Powerball Pete has kind of ghosted us, if you know.
I think he took off with the funds.
Yeah.
Here's a white duck.
I watch American Greed. That's how it happens.
He's just embezzling $10 at a time from all of us.
The two big stories out there is P. Diddy and this boat collision this morning with a bridge in Baltimore. We'll cover more of that later on in the program. What's going on with this P. Diddy? Is he on the run?
You know, it appears that he was yesterday because his, first of all, let me take y'all back to what happened. So his Miami mansion, house is a strong word. His Miami mega mansion and his Los Angeles mega mansion, they were both raided by the feds.
Yeah.
And so there's a sex trafficking accusation. Three women have accused him in three different things. One of the women who he was actually dating, he settled with the next day after she filed charges. He just like paid her off.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's not do this. Because I think she knows so much that he probably had her sign a non-disclosure and paid her a lot of money.
Yeah, it appears those non-disclosures mean nothing anymore, do they?
Oh, I don't know.
For the most part. I mean, you see stories all the time where people have signed those and they start talking and start suing. So it appears they don't really stand up that much anymore. But nevertheless, P. Diddy's mansions get raided. Now, is he on the run? Is he?
Here's what I like about the Miami mansion raiding. They came from the front of the house on boats.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's cool. I mean, you know, to surround him with SWAT, that's awesome, whatever, fine, whatever. But the fact that they all drove up like Miami Vice back in the day, like, blah, 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 blah.
Literally land, air, and sea.
Yeah, like, exactly. They just came up and they're like, yeah, drop me off here. Like scuba divers and stuff. And so there's, like I said, three women. The one he already paid off to be quiet. And that was, again, his lover. so she knows everything. And then there's a man that worked as a producer, and he's also saying that bad things happen. Now, I went digging a lot yesterday, and Usher, they say that Usher was groomed by P. Diddy when he was at the age of 12 years old. Mm-hmm. He went to P. Diddy camp. And so he was groomed and groomed. And number one, okay, here's a little bit of that audio.
Right, hang on, we got to find it here. We got to make sure it loads up here. All right, here we go.
As a result of being around that man, Sean Puffy Combs, I don't sleep to this day. I have a problem sleeping to this day. Like, yo, man, I'm here to work, man. I ain't sang in a week. I mean, I'm 13 years old, and I'm telling him, look, you're going to put me in the studio, man. You got Biggie Smalls in there. You got Craig Mack in there. I'm not here to party with you. I don't want to go to the clubs. Matter of fact, I'm too young to even be in here. Why you got me in clubs?
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird because they were talking about how, like, why does an adult, P. Diddy, take a little kid to all the clubs with him?
Yeah, that's weird.
Right? He took him to all the clubs, and we're grabbing more audio, but he was talking about the things that he saw with all these women and things he shouldn't have seen. And he's like, I'm 13 years old. I'm there for this camp to be singing. I'm not singing. I'm his little guy that he brings to all the clubs. I mean, it's really bizarre. And they're also saying now that Justin Bieber was also groomed by him. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. The whole situation is very odd.
Well, and they have a neighbor of his that they interviewed yesterday. And I saw this circulating last night. A neighbor says that it was not uncommon to see carloads, SUVs filled with minors showing up at his place late at night. That it was very, very common, which is really bizarre.
That is, well, it's that P. Diddy camp.
Yeah.
So that was the thing, is that his excuse for all that is that he was running this P. Diddy camp for young performers.
Yeah, at 11 o'clock at night? Yeah. You got to shut down the camp at some point.
That's what Usher was saying, that he never went to sleep because they were all partying all night.
He went to the clubs.
And he's 13. He never was singing.
All right. Now, yesterday, they had the choppers out. You know the choppers they used to do the traffic chases?
Yeah, KTLA. You know?
Yeah, in L.A. They were covering the P. Diddy bust.
You'll see one of those bear cats and law enforcement on the other side of those bushes, basically, is that home that is registered to Bad Boy Films, which is part of Bad Boy Entertainment. And the home, in particular, is registered not only to Bad Boy Films, but to one of P. Diddy's daughters.
They are heavily armed, and they've been very tactful, would probably be the best word to use, as they made entry into this home this afternoon. We actually watched them as they made their way through one of these side gates, and as soon as they got inside the home, one of the first things they did was made their way into this garage that you see is open right there. Now, they did take a couple people into custody. We witnessed that. Now, are they under arrest? Are they just being asked about what they know? That I can't answer, but I can tell you there's three people right there that were taken into custody, were inside that home at the time of the raid.
Holy cow, what a bust!
But yeah, both properties too.
Yeah, man. I wonder who those people were. Some were saying that one was his kid.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
I saw both of his sons in handcuffs at one point.
Was it both of his sons? I wasn't sure if it was sons or groundkeepers or what.
Part of the story too is that his private jet, being P. Diddy, P. Diddy's private jet took off from Los Angeles and went out to the Caribbean sometime yesterday. And they first thought he was on it. And then others are saying that he wasn't on it. So I don't know.
Yeah, because they tracked his tail number and that jet, and they might have just put it over there to protect it so it couldn't be raided. I don't know. But that jet is in Antigua, and then he was seen in Miami, I guess, at the airport too.
Yeah.
So my thought, because my pretend boyfriend and I, we're so stupid, but we were doing the crime show thing,
yeah,
DJ.
He
and I were texting like all night last night about this whole situation. So then we had him in Antigua in a scuba diving suit.
Underwater hiding.
Underwater, swimming to the middle of the ocean where a boat was there to pick him up.
Well, if you went on social media last night, you saw a lot of memes out there. Not just memes, but videos. They had taken the O.J. Simpson Bronco.
Oh, I saw that one too.
The white Bronco. They put Pete Diddy's face in the windshield.
I retweeted that.
It was awesome, yeah, man, because he was on the run. Yeah. And when I saw the video of him at that Miami airport, now, I don't know what all's true, okay? We're just stating what we see on social media. Nobody really knows for sure. But he's pacing back and forth at this little private jet airport in Miami. It literally looks like he's saying he's sitting and waiting on that jet to come back and get him.
Yeah,
from
Antigua.
It's like,
Air.
I should have got on that jet. Come back and get me. Hurry, I'm on the run.
I gotta get out of here.
I know. He's in big trouble.
He is in trouble.
Yeah, he's in big trouble.
And they went in hard yesterday. Yeah, SWAT teams.
Okay, so thoughts. Because we were talking about this too. Because we're dumb. Like, my pretend boyfriend and I are the dumbest people on the planet. Okay, so here's the question that we posed to each other. You're SWAT, right? You go into his house in, let's say, Miami. You see like 10 Rolexes there.
Yeah.
You know you do, right? You just put one and just grab one.
Oh,
do,
yeah,
do,
you're do, definitely sneaking
do,
one.
Do you just take one?
Yes.
Yeah,
you slip it on. You slip it on. Grab yourself a gold record going out the door.
I mean.
Yeah, you do it all.
I mean, you don't want to take anything because you're there for a job, right? And you don't want. But if you're alone, but you also worry about cameras.
Yeah.
Do you take the risk to lose your SWAT job? Because you also know there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's the least of those. Like,
I know, but I'm asking you a question. Like, do you?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll answer the question for you. Yes, you grab a Rolex or two. Yeah. All right. You know what surprised me though, and this just tells you how. I don't know, man. It's just pointing in the right direction. Well, the wrong direction for him. But it's pointing in the direction that he's guilty of some really nasty stuff. Because you've got all these celebrities like 50 Cent and you know, all these stars, Cat Williams, and all these people that have come out and said, it's about time.
Yeah.
You know? And when you get that, then obviously all these people knew something was going on.
I know. And I kept thinking, too, I bet J-Lo is so happy she's married to Ben and so far away from that.
Oh.
Remember, because she broke up with P. Diddy when there was gunshots in a club.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I'm done. This is crazy. Yeah, I'm done.
All right, quick break. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Sorry, I'm learning about Bitcoin.
Oh.
They're having it or something. I don't know. Did you know there's only 21 Bitcoin available, 21 million Bitcoin available to be issued?
Is that not many?
21 million doesn't seem like a lot. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
21 million available to be issued. So far, they've issued 19 million of them, and they're going to release the others. And then I'm trying to figure out what halving is, so I didn't get to finish that.
Yeah,
I'll let you guys know.
I try to understand that crypto stuff, and I'll get some days where I'll just be like, okay, today's the day. I'm going to learn about this. I'm going to go in. I'm going to read. And nothing.
Well, it's just that I went in and tried to learn the whole wallet thing, and I was just like, oh, my God. But, yeah, it's at $70,000 a Bitcoin.
71 right now.
71,000 a Bitcoin. Yeah, that's a buy. That's a good buy. See, I can't buy that because I would cry if I lost that money.
Well, I couldn't sleep.
I know. I mean, they're saying that. I mean, people are saying it's going to go to like $500,000 per coin. But I can't take a gamble on $70,000. I just can't do it.
I
couldn't do it at $10,000.
Can't you buy a sliver of it?
Can you just
get you a little piece here and there?
Yeah, little slivers. Yeah. They do sell some slivers.
Some slivers.
Yeah, slivers are available. All right, anyway, I have some more stuff about this whole P. Diddy thing. It's bad, you guys. I'm feeling R. Kelly vibes, to be honest with you, that we're going to uncover this and more girls are going to come out. And I don't know why these guys think they're so invincible. And why they're into such young people. It's just disgusting. But Usher has done over time quite a few interviews about his P. Diddy camp time. He was he went to quote unquote P. Diddy camp and he wanted to be a star, you know. And so I feel like P. Diddy knew that and he knew he had a little kid here and this little kid would do basically anything that he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So we already played number one. Did he pop in a couple others in there?
Yeah, I see something about going to the clubs as a minor.
Okay.
Can't sleep.
Which one? All right, number, the minor going to the clubs, number two.
Number two.
It was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle, and I saw it. And it was, but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place, and I didn't necessarily understand it.
But your parents were
Mary
okay?
J. Blige. They didn't know nothing about this.
So his parents didn't know any of this was going on, that he's being taken to clubs at 13 years old. Howard had asked him, he said, would you ever send your own children, now that you're dad, to P. Diddy camp? And he goes, hell no! He was like adamant, like, are you kidding me? So there's bad things happen.
Now, does he claim that bad things happened to him? Because, I mean, I know he talks about the clubs and grooming and all that, but
he hasn't come out officially saying that he was raped or anything. Yeah.
I will tell you this. You can tell that there's some real seriousness here. First of all, with the raid that happened yesterday, but you can see a lot of these people, a lot of these celebrities that are distancing themselves from P. Diddy right now.
We know there was an incident where Usher went to the hospital. I dug into it, and I can't figure out what it was for, but they said he was rushed to the hospital and nobody talked about it. I don't know if it was an overdose or what when he was 13. But it was all hidden.
You got to figure some of this stuff's going to come out,
for sure.
Going forward.
Yeah.
And they say this is not it's only the tip of the iceberg, that there are other people that are going to go down too. They keep mentioning this Russell Simmons guy. I don't know who he is, but
Russell Simmons? You don't know who Russell Simmons is?
Well, I kind of know who he is, but I don't know that much about him. I'll say that, but I do know the name. And Jay-Z and different people that, you know, that they could be wrapped up in this in some way. Who knows?
Yeah, Russell Simpson, Simmons. He was a huge producer, and I mean, just huge. He made so many people famous. But he was also married to Kimora, and Kimora had a show with him.
Yeah,
remember that reality show? Yeah, they had a reality show,
and he was always wearing like a bougie tracksuit.
Yes,
that's his, like, signature. Yeah,
and Kimora was gigantic. I mean, she's a gigantic woman. She's gigantic. She's like Bigfoot. Yeah. And she has gigantic kids. But they all got into, like, Harvard and stuff.
Now, is Russell in hiding in some way?
Yeah.
Because that's the rumor, that he's on some island somewhere and he's hiding.
I guess a couple of girls had come after him, too. So I don't know where he is. I haven't seen. He's kind of fallen out of the whole picture for a while. So who knows what's going on? Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, moving on. They're saying that Pete Davidson and Colin Jost. Hi. My name's Jamie, and my mouth's not working. You have to do mouth stretches.
Warming up.
Anyway, you know that gigantic barge that they bought? It's a big ferry that rusted out piece of.
And it was going. It was from Staten Island, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they were gonna do. Originally, they were gonna do like tours, right? Well, it's just been sitting there. It's just a big hunk of junk just sitting there. Well, now this ferry that Pete Davidson and Colin own, I guess it's going to get a $34 million renovation. It's going to have multiple bars on it, restaurants, and a hotel on it.
$34 million?
Wow. Yeah.
How can you put that much into a barge?
Exactly.
I mean, think about that. $34 million. You would think $2 million. Okay, that's enough to do it.
Yeah, that's crazy. They have 6 bars, 2 venues, as well as an outdoor event space and 2 restaurants. It's a big boat. It's 300 feet long, 65,000 square feet.
Wow.
It's currently docked all crooked and sideways at a dock. Once it's done, the group planned for the floating hospitality entertainment space to travel between multiple locations, including New York City and Miami. I hope they recoup their money, man. That is a huge investment.
It's just going to be a party ship.
And where did those two come up with $34 million? They're worth that?
That's what I was thinking. But, I mean, I know that Colin is with
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, so
she's got some money.
But I don't know if I'd invest with my husband.
No kidding.
Especially since when they bought it, they had this grand plan of like setting sail and going ferries.
Wow.
But they haven't done anything with it
yet.
Nothing.
It's been sitting there. And, I mean, just collecting dock fees.
Jamie, you know as well as I do, they say the greatest 2 days of owning a boat is the day you buy it, the day you sell it. Okay?
Yeah.
A boat is nothing but a money pit. And you got to figure a boat of this size that they're going to sink this money into, it's going to be a money pit.
It says that, I'm looking at what Spadilla's looking at. It says that P. Diddy's only worth, I mean, P. Diddy. Hi, that's in my brain. No, that Pete Davidson, sorry, is worth $8 million.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I don't understand the $34 million because I would think Colin Jost is worth that.
It says he's worth $10 million.
Well, and they have another, so...
That's some load.
They must have a bunch of investors.
Well, another partner, they own... So there's another guy that owns it, went in on it with them, and he's an architect, and he's going to be heading up the plan.
Yeah, but that doesn't get us to $34 million.
No, we're looking at money here,
yeah.
Carson.
Yeah.
Where do you get $34 million to invest?
Worth,
in a boat. Yeah. It's a boat. I used to own a boat. That's why I'm so angry about it. It was a money pit, man.
I had a boat, and I actually liked it.
I liked my boat. Yeah. I really did, but it was a money pit.
Mine was a big old sleek craft, and it had two engines on it, and I have no idea how to drive it. Two motors, give me one, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Two, I don't know how to do that.
Mine was a top of the line Bayliner.
Bayliner.
Why do you make fun of Bayliners?
Because they're horrible boats that fall apart.
Well, it was a money pit.
Because they're blown fiberglass. They're not hand-laid.
I beached it once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was doing about 25, 30 miles per hour in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oof.
And ran up on a sandbar.
Yeah.
Everybody went flying out of the boat.
Oh, that's safe. That's good.
Well, it was only 3 feet of water. Nobody drowned.
Well, yeah, but they probably are paralyzed.
A couple of whiplash.
Paralyzed, and they're all in wheelchairs. But
it was
fine.
Bad. It was a bad scene.
It's fine. And then did you sell it?
I did. I got rid of it when I left Florida. Yeah.
I think that like a Bayliner's like, how do I explain it? What's the cheapest, worst car you could ever buy that's so cheap that it's like a joke? That's what a Bayliner
smart
is.
Car.
Yeah.
Smart car.
Yeah, it's anyway.
Look, I liked my Bayliner. You could sleep in it. It had a cabbie. Or Cuddy.
It's a Cuddy cab.
It's been a while since I owned the boat.
It had a cubby hole.
Jimmy, I put a satellite dish on it. I had a big screen TV.
Wow.
Oh, I'd go down there and watch sports on the boat. I would watch sports on the boat and get jacked up out of the water.
Really? Just to get away from the
family. Just to get away from the family.
It was like your man cave. Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't even be in the water.
That's perfect. Whatever works, man.
Yeah, I loved it.
All right, let's hear. Sunshine guilt is a real thing. This is funny because I had this on Saturday. Did you know sunshine guilt is a real thing?
No.
It's the regret you... No.
No,
I'm in a cuddy cab.
I didn't know
the
sunshine guilt.
While sunshine outside watching TV in my boat that's on blocks.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Sunshine guilt.
What the heck is it?
I'm glad you asked. It's the regret you feel when ignoring a beautiful day in favor of more bedtime. Or staying inside.
Man, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I had it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I was doing stuff around the house. I'm like, it's so beautiful. Why am I not outside? But I'm glad to see that this is a real thing. It's a feeling of remorse one gets when they stay inside on a nice day. So it's real, people. So when you feel that, it's okay.
Yep.
It's okay. All right, I'm done. There you go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on this Tuesday morning. Are you okay?
No, I said you're a mess.
I'm not a mess. I'm just a little angry.
You broke your headphones just now.
Yeah, I dropped them. And listen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You could hear the speaker inside rattle.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a different set over here. But nevertheless, it is a Tuesday. Going to be a nice day today. 44 for a high. It snowed a lot yesterday.
Well, not a lot, but it snowed.
Literally at my house. I was taking the dog for a walk, and it was still snowing out. I was like, is it ever going to stop?
Yeah, and it was light. It wasn't like a heavy snow, but it was like, oh, I do have something to tell you that's kind of funny. So I met this guy. He works at the Aspen Flying Club. It's where you learn how to fly a plane, right?
Cool.
Yeah, and so I guess they do this thing that's pretty funny. Anytime they can't fly, they go, "Damn it, Dave Frazier!" Even though Dave has nothing to do with it,
they just play. They just say his name.
Yeah, it's just a go-to yell out to the world. "Damn it, Dave Frazier!" Even though Dave probably got the weather right, they still just blame him. I'm like, I love that. We blame him too all the time, and he hasn't even done anything wrong. It's just a "Damn it, Dave Frazier" thing.
There we go.
I don't think your mic's on.
No.
Trying to get this thing set. Oh, not going to work. All right, hang on. All right, you guys have it.
Well, I know, but you just did a feedback in my ear. What are you doing?
I got to find more headphones.
Oh, okay.
How many headphones do you have?
I know.
Four pairs are here.
I know. Wow. All right, anyway.
Those aren't mine. They're just in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I only got one pair and they're broken.
Turn your headphones down because he has a tendency to do feedback.
Right. All right, check one, two. Okay. There we go.
The check one, two really fixes it.
Yep. Just making sure it works at this point. All right, I was telling you off air. I'm a little, depressed isn't the word for it, but I'm a little bummed out, I guess. I'm officially out of every room at the house.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, the house that we live in is a four-bedroom house.
Okay.
One of the bedrooms I was using as setting up microphones and things of that nature for a podcast or whatever, you know, if needed to. In fact, used it during COVID, if you remember.
Right.
Because I was at home for a week and I had to do the broadcast out of that room. Well, I officially got booted from that room yesterday.
So now it's not going to be a studio?
It's not going to be a studio,
What is it?
I had to put all the studio equipment in a box in the garage, and it's all gone. BJ is officially homeless as of yesterday.
So what is that room now?
It's a playroom.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we have to move all the toys into that room.
So we get to
it's officially.
Room.
And I complained yesterday. I'm like, man, where's my room? This house is big enough that I should have one room to me.
Okay, so you guys have your bedroom, and then you have a playroom, and then you have Frog's room, and then is the other one just a regular
guest
room?
It's a guest bedroom, in case. You always got to keep a little guest bedroom. You know, you can't put everybody on a pallet on the floor.
Why don't you go in the basement, maybe? Maybe you can have the basement.
There's nothing down in the basement, Jamie.
But Spadil can show you how to live.
Down there.
Hey, maybe you should do tutorials on how to live in a basement,
Spadil. Like some YouTube videos?
Yeah. Okay. The thing is, you could be like a designer of basements.
It's a true man cave.
So maybe the basement, or is it just full?
I mean, I absolutely have nowhere to put anything that I really like a gold record that I may have in my collection, things of that nature. I got nowhere to put it. My Peyton Manning helmet. Where am I going to put it?
Why don't you decorate the garage?
Well, the garage is already taken over. It's going to be an exercise room. It's going to be an exercise room for her.
I'm just here to help, I'm not helping.
I'm literally kicked out.
Yeah, it sounds like. Do you have a loft?
No.
Yeah, you're roomless. Nothing.
How can you have a house of this size? And it's a decent size
house, every man.
Are there other men out there that are kicked out of every room that you have no room whatsoever? I can name at least four rooms that are her rooms.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it.
The bathroom upstairs where the bedroom is.
Yeah.
That bathroom, not even close to being right.
Now, did you guys ever get that shower fixed or does it still have clothes in it?
Has clothes in it, boxes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's never been repaired. Yeah, it still has.
Okay.
Yeah. But nevertheless, that's a room that I would, say that it's hers.
Yeah.
Every closet's hers.
Right.
I have nothing. I'm literally without a room.
And it started as your house. Yeah. Yeah, boy, you're
nothing.
The curb.
maybe
live in the back of your truck.
Oh, man.
Put a little mattress back there. Put a mattress back there, a little TV, you know.
When she needs something moved, like a Pilates machine, then it's not going to be yours anymore either.
Yeah, that's true, to the back of the truck.
All right. Big major story this morning. This bridge collapse in Baltimore is terrible, isn't it? Man, you've got 22 people that went into the water. Two people are saved, but 20-something people, and it's probably too late, to be honest with you, because this thing's been going on since 1 o'clock this morning, right? Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking hours upon hours. They've only rescued two people.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all they've gotten out of the water. They say the rest are in there. They have sonar equipment. They have divers on site. But these people are in their vehicles. This is not people that fell off a bridge.
Only thing I can say, I mean, and this does not help, and I know what I'm saying is wrong, but, I mean, at least it was at 1:30 in the morning. Can you imagine if it was hit and it was packed?
Oh, like rush hour.
Because they say it's a main artery for people and one of the longest bridges, right, in the country?
Yeah.
And if it was at 7:30 this morning or something like that, jeez.
You know, this happened in Tampa, too, several years ago.
Minnesota as well.
Where there was a bridge in there called the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, and a ship took out the center section, and this thing was like, you know, it was like an arch design, and a Greyhound bus went off the edge of it and dropped into the water. And when you watch the video, and that's the thing about this day and age, there's cameras everywhere. So all of this is caught on camera. And you literally see this ship about to hit the bridge. I mean, it's right there at it. And you see cars going across. And you just, man, they just barely made it. And then you see the ship actually hit the bridge, and the bridge collapsed into the water.
Can you imagine watching that footage, and you see you and your family, and you're the one that got all the way across? But barely, oh my God, that's
terrifying. Awesome. Yeah, all right, this is just a part of the press conference that's going on right now with this bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland, where 22 people went into the water. Two have been saved.
If any type of incident like this, the FBI would be engaged just to make sure, and that's what they did.
I have no idea how many vehicles are in the water. Can you just any idea, how could this happen? This bridge
too early.
Collapse like this.
Too early investigation.
They don't have any answers on this. They don't know exactly what happened. Some people are saying that he intentionally hit the bridge. I don't believe that for a minute.
Oh, they are?
It's a cargo ship, yeah. They're trying to equate it back to a terrorist attack and all kinds of stuff this morning.
Damn.
So, yeah, you know how the rumors circulate online.
Ridiculous.
And I think it's just a guy that might have fell asleep.
Who knows?
You know, at the wheelhouse.
Yeah, I know. I mean, who knows?
What a story, man. It's a breaking story this morning. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, 17 degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, $28. That ain't bad, right?
$28 is what we won in the lottery.
So a big rollover, huh?
Yeah.
Rollover.
So what was it? It was worth $865 million?
Yeah, it's going to be. Next drawing.
Yeah, but we won 28 of that.
Lordy, look at us. Look at us. Highfalutin, man.
Ballers.
That's us. Yeah, all right. So we're in the next drawing then.
Yeah, we sure are.
Yeah, without us having to put in this time. Spadil was complaining this morning, Jamie. He came in because nobody had won the Powerball last time. And around here, we do a pull. And you do $10 and you get into the drawing each week, a couple of times a week, in fact. Man, oh, man, he said, I am sick and tired of putting in $20 every week for that stinking IHOP.
Why?
We never...
He won $60 from us.
He has such a bad attitude this morning.
He does. He has a bad attitude.
Did you ever pay him?
No, not yet.
So this was golden, you guys. So we played the brackets, and the first round of whatever, we all bet $20 each, right? And so Schmidl killed it. I mean, killed the brackets.
Yeah.
He did so well. And so I paid him my $20. You Venmo'd him $20.
I did.
And then Carson, of course, didn't pay him because they have this weird mail thing.
Yeah,
and
he stiffed him.
Yeah, he stiffed him. So what does Schmidl do? Right when the boss comes in, he throws him under the bus. He's like, hey, by the way, you still haven't paid me that $20.
Yep.
Right in front of Kibasa Man Mike. I'm like, wow.
No, I don't know what to tell you, man. I got a kid. I got a lot to pay for, you know. So
here's the deal. Look, if I owe $250 to Jamie, all right, here's the way I reason in my head. Jamie can wait. I'll bring in a check. Oh, by the way, I did bring in a checkbook. I'll pay you today, Jamie. But I don't worry about it. But a guy like Spadil,
I know he can use the money, okay? So $20 here and there, Jamie. I'll give you an example. I gave
well,
him 10.
I gave him $20.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. I know. I'm and saying he, that you and I did, and that's okay. the reason, because okay. we know that he can use it.
Yeah.
Like over the weekend, for example, he I gave him $10 on my betting app that he could play a parlay, and he hit for $50.
Nice.
Well, yeah. I immediately paid him, because
right.
I know that he can use the money. Okay,
right.
And so that's why it's really important, Carson, that you whip out that $20 bill well,
or
and give it
you know
to
what?
It.
Here's the thing: don't gamble with us anymore if you're not going
to
pay him.
Yeah. Well, I've paid all my debts up to this point. I'm just a little slow.
Why are you stiffing him?
Because he.
I'm not stiffing him.
It's this dude like I don't want to have to pay him money.
But then we're on your side. You can tell,
Thank
right?
You. Oh yeah, yeah.
Come on, Carson, pay up, Venmo.
Yeah, pay up, dude.
Venmo.
These two are children.
All right, speaking of gambling debts, this is perfect, okay?
Yeah.
Remember that guy you brought up yesterday in Tabloid Trash, that Japanese baseball player that they're saying that maybe he was gambling on games? Or
Shohei
something?
Ohtani.
What? Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani.
I can't hear Shohei. You at all.
No? Ohtani?
Ohtani.
What?
Ohtani.
All right. Well, there's audio from a press conference he did yesterday that has been released. You and I have heard that audio. What do you think? Do you think he's innocent or do you think he knew he was gambling?
Okay, so here's the setup. So it's his translator, right? So allegedly the translator is the one that spent the $4 million to gamble. And supposedly he knew nothing about it. But we thought yesterday that he was the one giving the guy the money to actually gamble on his behalf.
Yeah.
I did listen to the audio. And I think that when I heard him say, like, I think the words didn't know were in there.
Yeah.
Didn't know gamble. I was like, okay, he's innocent.
Okay, yeah. So it was convincing to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was.
Me too. I want you to listen, you in your car right now. Listen to the audio.
Turn
you
it up.
Tell me
Turn
if
it.
You think this guy is guilty or not.
まずはじめに、僕自身は、何かにかけたりとか、誰かに代わって、その、
right there.
スポーツイベントに。
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
gamble.
He didn't do it.
Yeah.
He didn't do it. That's
yeah.
convincing to
yeah,
me, right?
Right?
Innocent.
Yeah.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports.
See?
Or
See?
There's the translation.
Yeah, that's what
yeah, if you know Japanese, you believe that.
Yeah,
he didn't
do
it. Man, this guy right? this guy claims that this guy, this translator,
he
took,
even pretended to pull up my shirt for that one.
He claims that his translator took $4.5 million. Do you know how rich you have to be? And he claims he didn't know at the
yeah.
time that it happened. Do you know how rich you have to be to lose $4.5 million and not even know it's
yeah.
gone?
Yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't have a money manager. To, you know, honestly.
I think this guy was pretending to be one. And now it turns out that this interpreter, who claims that he went to all these schools for economics and all kinds of things, it turns out all of it's fake. The guy's a scammer.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, just a big-time scammer.
Is he at least getting the translations right?
Who?
The translator.
I think he knows Japanese. I do. I think he knows enough to scam.
All right, two things. Do you remember when they had the guy that did the sign language and he didn't know sign language? Do you remember that story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget. It was like a presidential debate or something. And he was just standing over there going blah, blah, blah with his hands. But he didn't know sign language
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
That was the greatest scandal of all time. Yeah. Kind of, like, I want a Netflix series about that. Like, how I became a sign language expert and didn't know anything. That's great. And then the other thing is, I'm going back to that baseball player. He signed a $700 million deal.
Yeah.
So I think $4 million would be easily lost.
Well, this all happened before the deal, though. He just signed the $700 million, right?
Yeah.
With the Dodgers.
That's
yeah.
his new one. Yeah.
Right, but didn't he probably get an upfront payment?
He got a little bit upfront, but a lot of it was actually deferred. He'll get paid on the back yeah. end of his career. But he did play for the Angels for like 6 years or something like that.
Right.
So he's a millionaire.
But
so,
all, yeah. all this gambling they're talking about is over the last 2 years.
Yeah, while he was
yeah,
playing
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
Angels.
Yeah,
he was playing for the Angels yeah. at that point. He just signed with the Dodgers for $700 million. Boy, you got to figure that scammer's just waiting for that one too, right?
Yeah, right. Come Ooh, on, paycheck.
$700 million. yeah. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show, 15 degrees. Woo. Going to be 44 today. Tabloid Trash is coming up here on the program. Stand by.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
My God, I'm watching the funniest video. Did you guys ever live in apartments where somebody lived above you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I lived in Kansas City. I had an apartment, and somebody lived above me, and I am certain that they were playing Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh.
I mean, I totally feel you because I lived in an apartment with my buddy, and literally this girl walked around in stiletto heels. All times of the day. It'd be 2 in the morning, and she'd be walking around in heels.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, would you complain about it?
Yeah.
Because I always felt like they had the right.
Oh, did I complain about
it? Yeah, did you ever complain about it to management?
I never complained about it. The only thing that I went to them and said was, you told me that there was concrete between each floor. That was their pitch to me is that was poured concrete between every floor.
And that you can't hear
anybody. And I won't be able to hear anybody.
Yeah, you.
That was a lie.
That, you can complain about that. But I would never stop the person coming out of their apartment saying, hey, you've got to quieten down upstairs. Unless it was excessive, you know. But
these people were literally playing Dance Dance Revolution, DJ, at like midnight. And I was like sleeping. And it's like, go, 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 go. And you could hear their dance moves, and my God.
We would take the broom and just hit it on the ceiling.
That's why I'm bringing this up. There's a guy, and he's on a TikTok video right now, and he's literally following them under, he's on the second floor, and he's following them with a chair while they walk, and he's hitting the ceiling as they're walking through their apartment. So bad. All right, anyway. Let's see here. There's a lot to get to this morning. First of all, as BJ mentioned, a couple of things that are really making the news. The bridge collapse in Baltimore. A container ship hit one of the sides of the, I don't know, whatever you call it, columns. And the whole, I mean, to hit that and have the entire bridge all the way across collapse is crazy.
Yeah. When you watch the video this morning too, the collapse is unbelievable. But this this cargo ship, it's trembling and it looks like it's moving, you know, I guess a good rate of speed, but it doesn't look like something that would bring down a bridge for any reason whatsoever. But all the lights on this cargo bridge goes out just before it makes impact. I don't know if it lost power, went out of control.
Oh,
I don't know
the
what.
The ship lost
all power.
Oh, so it lost power.
It was lit up really nice in the water, and then all of a sudden it just goes dark, and then
then he obviously lost power.
Not long after that, you see the bridge start collapsing, and the power of the bridge starts to go out too.
So there's obviously, you know, it's the internet, so there's a lot of theories. One, as BJ mentioned, that somebody had already posted that it was intentional, it was terrorism, whatever. I don't think you do that at 1:30 in the morning, right? You know?
In something like that with a ship hitting it, you don't know that a bridge is going to come down.
Exactly.
You have no idea. Yeah. I mean, that would take some planning, right?
Right. The other one, that he might have fallen asleep, and then obviously the third one, losing all control of the vessel.
Yeah.
So, because I watch Below Deck.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Oh, it does happen.
Yeah, I watch Below Deck.
Yeah, it happens.
There's this one guy. His name was, I don't know, starts with a C or something. Yeah. I don't know what his name was. Anyway, and he has this gigantic, huge, beautiful sailboat, and he was going to back into the slip, and then all of a sudden he lost control because it all went dead. Ate up the entire back of that boat.
And there's nothing you can do once a ship starts moving in that direction.
No paddles, nothing. No nothing.
No, you don't have brakes.
Glenn. His name is Glenn. That didn't start with a C. His name is Glenn. Captain Glenn.
This is pretty tragic.
He's about this high.
Morning.
He's a little feller.
I get it.
He's about this high. I'm just telling you facts about Glenn. He's this high. He's just a cute
short little feller. Guy, huh?
Little feller. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, are you watching Buying Beverly Hills?
No.
Oh, man.
Why?
Because it's really good.
What are they buying?
Beverly Hills.
Like property?
Houses, yeah.
Property?
Yeah. Missing it, BJ. Especially because now they're in Miami.
Yeah.
And I know you'd appreciate it.
Well, wait a minute. How are you going to buy Beverly Hills if you're in Miami?
Well, you know the real estate company, the agency? It's now getting as big as like Coldwell Banker.
It's like worldwide, isn't it?
Yeah, he's worldwide. And so it's the guy that started the agency. I won't go into it because his name is Mauricio. And he was with Hilton in Highland. He was Rick Hilton's brother-in-law, but then he split off the agency.
You weren't going to go into it.
I did. And I feel bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were in Miami yesterday. I didn't realize. I think I'd love Miami.
I would. I know. I've been to Miami many times.
I
love Miami.
So yesterday they were going, they're on a boat in Miami. I was like, I've never really, I mean, I think I've been there, but you know, I don't think I've ever, like, hung out.
You're seeing the greatest part of Miami, too. Yeah. You know, I mean, the whole South Beach and that whole strip down there, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, some of those shopping districts and stuff. But there are parts of Miami that aren't so good.
Because my kid was accepted to Miami, and I'm thinking, maybe we go to Miami.
Yeah. Mm. It's a different culture, for sure.
Yeah, it's nice. All right, anyway, yeah. The other big story, I left you guys at boating. I'm sorry. So the other big story is obviously this P. Diddy, Puff Diddy, Diddy. Remember when he was like P. Diddy, then he was just Diddy, and then he was just Puff, and then he was P, and then he was Diddy or something? I hate it when they do that.
He's about to be inmate number 24446.
Yeah, he is. He really is. And I'm happy about that because it sounds just awful, everything that happened. Three women so far have accused him of trafficking, sex trafficking. One guy as well. And then now they're saying that Usher was completely groomed by him, that he was 13 years old when he went to P. Diddy camp. I have a buttload of audio if you want to take number one, please.
As a result of being around that man, Sean Puffy Combs, I don't sleep to this day. I have a problem sleeping to this day. Like, yo, man, I'm here to work, man. I ain't sang in a week. I mean, I'm 13 years old, and I'm telling him, look, you're going to put me in the studio, man. You got Biggie Smalls in there. You got Craig Mack in there. I'm not here to party with you. I don't want to go to the clubs. Matter of fact, I'm too young to even be in here. Why you got me in clubs?
And then he talks about something else. I don't know, number two.
It was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle, and I saw it. And it was, but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
So nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh huh.
Your parents were Mary okay. J. Blige. They didn't know nothing about this.
Did you say Mary J. Blige?
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Was that a slam against her or something?
I don't know.
That was weird. Anyway, yeah, so it's just a really messy situation. They're also now saying that Justin Bieber was groomed by Diddy as well. Cat Williams, the comedian, he came out and spoke about it yesterday, too.
Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times, just to protect my integrity, because P. Diddy be wanting to body. And you gotta tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did.
Yeah, so he was into boys and girls, I guess, and stuff. This is awful. So they raided his house, Miami, yesterday, and they also raided Los Angeles. I guess Miami was the day before. And they came in on boats to the Miami house, which boats. I'm apparently obsessed with boats today. And they jumped onto the property from the water.
Yeah, they rushed
in. Scuba divers were like with AK-47s and stuff, were like swimming stuff. And like, yeah.
I think they came in that way because they thought that P. Diddy was going to jump into water and snorkel his way to
exactly.
safety.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so they wanted to cut off that access.
Well, did you see that picture with P. Diddy? He had his flippers on and his mask and his snorkel.
I did.
And
I did
see him. And he had those, I guess he can't swim. He had those little arm floaties.
Oh, the floaties, for toddlers.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what I don't understand with all this that went down yesterday. You had all those people that were carted out of the house. They were handcuffed, sat down on the lawn, and you've got, you know, SWAT teams with guns and everything. But P. Diddy wasn't arrested.
I don't get this.
He was down in Miami walking around and people videoing him at this private airport. I think he was waiting on that plane that went to Antigua, his private jet, to come back and pick him up and take him to Antigua because they say that's you can't extradite somebody from Antigua back to the U.S. no matter what. So I think that he was trying to make his way there, but I can't believe he wasn't arrested.
Virgin Islands? Can't you be extradited from U.S. Virgin Islands?
I have no idea, Jimmy. All I know is what I read yesterday, that Antigua is one of those places that will not extradite back to the U.S.
Okay. Because what if the pilot was like, I'm not going to go get him?
Yeah. They'll arrest me.
Yeah, exactly.
They actually do have extradition. Yeah. We have an extradition treaty between Antigua and Barbados.
Okay, yeah. So that's my theory, is that's why he was going to go to Antigua with his flippers on, remember? And his little floaties. Yep.
Swim.
And he's like, oh my God. And then a boat was going to be in the middle of the ocean and take him somewhere else where he can't be extradited.
I don't know. I did see it yesterday, though. Somebody reported that they did it, but it doesn't really matter. I don't understand why he wasn't arrested. He was there in Miami. They know where he was. Why didn't they swoop in there and handcuff him?
The article said that he was stopped by the feds from going anywhere else, and same with people that he was traveling with, that they were stopped and questioned, but yeah, he wasn't arrested.
Did they take his passport?
It doesn't say anything about it, them taking his passport or anything.
Oh my God, you guys, I read the worst story ever, and this is something just to remember if you travel a lot. So this girl, she was traveling, whatever. She lost her passport, blah, blah, blah. It was hell, right? Because she'd already been checked by the airlines. And then she got on the flight. Everything was great. But then she lost it. And yeah. She was at the embassy in that country for hours and hours. Nobody could help her. She finally got something. The airlines had it when she checked in. You know how you have to hand it to them? They set it down.
Oh, and they didn't give it back to her?
They didn't give it back to her.
Oh, my.
So always check that if you can't find your passport.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Haven't you done that, like, with your driver's license and stuff?
I've done it, and credit cards, too. Yeah. Like, I leave credit cards at the bar all the time because they take it. Some people will take it, and they run it, and then they'll give it back to you, or they don't, and they just keep buying the bar.
Yeah, so just exactly. So just remember, always grab a pack.
Here's what I think that they're actually after Diddy for, is because not the grooming itself of Usher and those people. I think that's not what they're after. I think what they're after is all the young women that he has supplied to his buddies.
Yeah, trafficking.
Yeah, it's called trafficking. That's where the serious crime is with him.
Okay, so if you play number four, you'll hear a little bit about that.
But I've seen girls get out of the car, swimwear, bathing suits sometimes, after the club. They could have been at the club, I thought, maybe coming to an after party or whatever. I never thought anything of it, but now obviously since allegations are happening that Diddy was doing this trafficking thing, now I know what was happening at the house.
He threw these massive parties. He would card in young ladies under the age for his buddies.
Yeah.
That's the alleged crime here.
There's a lot to it.
Yeah.
We're going to see an R. Kelly situation, I have this feeling.
I do, too. I do, too. And I think there are going to be other names that come up, unless they just bury it. I don't know, but I think you're going to see other names. I mean, there are people that participated in this.
I have great news for you that'll maybe, like, I don't know, made me feel pretty good.
What's that?
And that is that Spadil is disgusted by all of this.
Yes, he is.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's super disgusting.
Yeah. You know, we're like, happy. Because you're a resident perv, you know?
Yeah. I'm not that bad.
No, I know. That's why I'm happy. I was like up-topping BJ. I was like, you know what? I mean, he might be the OnlyFans guy, like the creepy. Uh-huh. He's not as creepy as we thought he was.
Right. So you do have your limits.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you got morals. You know? You got some morals. Not a lot, but you got some. Props to you, buddy. I don't know if this is coming off as a compliment or not.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out myself.
We're trying to make it that way. We're trying to make it that way.
And speaking of Spadil, where's the Bucky's bitch?
Jamie.
I like her.
You can't call her that.
I call myself a bitch.
You can't call her. No, you can call yourself all you want.
She's the Bucky's bitch.
So she was listening yesterday, and she said, well, I liked what you said about me. It was really nice for you to call me a nice girl and say I was normal and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But what did they mean by you being creepy, right?
So then, I think we just helped that.
Yeah. No, so I had to go into my explanation about Reddit and all that other stuff, and then she's like, yeah, that's not my thing, sorry. And then crickets from
that's
there.
Over.
Yeah,
so that's over.
You didn't have to tell her the truth. Yeah.
I don't want to lie to her if I'm trying to, like, hang out with her or be a friend.
You didn't have to tell her that you watch feet videos on OnlyFans.
Yeah, you didn't have to go, like, full-blown into it.
You know what? I'm glad you did.
Yeah?
Yeah, you need to save her the time and the energy on
that's
this
what
one.
I was thinking.
Yeah,
she's
too
nice. For me.
She was super sweet.
She's too nice.
Yeah,
you need to run with your riffraff.
Yeah. I'm way too much.
Yeah, you are. You are. And you can't change you. I mean, you're in your 30s now.
Yeah.
You know, in the great words of my father, Bob White, he said, the best woman to ever date is the woman that take her teeth out. Yeah. So when you date the older women, it's fantastic, Spadil.
I'll have to investigate.
Yeah, so you might want to go for the 80-year-old. They just take their teeth right out.
All right.
I'm not sure I get that.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell me the trash.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Analyst 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Oh, this week is Easter week, by the way.
It sure is. Yeah. Yes.
Man, I was looking at Easter baskets yesterday at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Is that a good place to buy an Easter basket? Or should you make your own?
Make your own.
Yeah, make your own, for sure.
I hated those.
I had in my cart one of those $4 Easter.
Pre-made ones with the cellophane wrap. Because here's what happens. You open it. It looks really pretty. But mostly it's a big piece of cardboard that has coloring on it that they put on it and then cellophane it over. And then when you actually get to the goodies, there's nothing in it.
Yeah, it's like an Easter green screen.
Yeah, exactly right. That is exactly right.
It is. They throw it behind the little bit of candy that's in there. But I think this thing was like $12 or something like that. And I stuck it in my cart. I thought, man, I'll get this for Frog, you know? And then the more I looked at it, man, it was so cheesy looking for the price.
So you know what I loved? That even as adults, you know, my sister had always obviously got married and had kids and all that. And I was living away from home. But when we come back home for Easter, the Easter Bunny somehow would hide 10 eggs for both my sister and myself.
Yes.
Dude, the fights we'd get into, and I'm in my 20s, and I'm just trying, I mean, I'm like jumping on her, trying to get away from, like, get her away from, it was so fun. So I highly recommend, like, if you have teenagers or whatever, to recommend to the Easter Bunny to go ahead and hide eggs, even as teenagers.
It doesn't matter the
it
age.
It doesn't, it's so fun. Yeah.
Frog is 6 years old, and we're going to an Easter egg hunt on Sunday down at the park near the house.
Okay,
now,
let me teach you something.
Two things are going to happen here. All right, go ahead, what?
Okay. So you tell him when he sees a kid whose bucket is full of eggs, he hits it underneath and grabs all the bucket. And grabs all the eggs.
All
right. Yeah,
listen,
right?
Listen.
Right. So he has to go up. You teach him. You show him. You go, hey, listen, you see that bucket? You see his Easter basket? Go up underneath. Boom. You hit it, and all his eggs will fall out. And you grab them fast as you can.
Yeah, they're all fair game. That
and
way.
Leave him crying.
That's exactly what I'm concerned about, because Frog is the type that, like most kids, I think, that if he doesn't get an egg, he's going to throw a tantrum. Okay,
oh, he's
going to throw, but he's not a pushy kid, so he's not going to fight for his right to have eggs.
We're going
to
push him.
So we got it. I got to train him a little bit this week.
I'm here.
In order to get him in gear and have the right attitude going into this Easter egg hunt. Because when you think about it, an Easter egg hunt, especially with six-year-olds, and even with teenagers you're talking about, Jamie, it is a dogfight.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to stand up for your right to find those eggs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, you know, the fit survive, right?
Yeah, you've got to be a savage.
So here's what I want you to do. This will help teach him, okay? Because this is what I did. You put one boxing glove. Is he right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay. You put a boxing glove on that right hand.
Gotcha.
The morning of the Easter egg hunt. And that way he'll remember, like, I'm supposed to hit the bottom of all the baskets. Yeah. That's what you do. Just the bottom. Just don't knock out the kids. Just the bottom of the basket.
What if he does that? What if he, you know, knock some kid square in the face, and then we got a problem.
I'm not teaching him that. I'm just teaching him how to get the
eggs. Here it is, BJ having to scuffle with a dad somewhere in the park.
Well, listen, we're just trying to get the most eggs, and do they have little prizes in them? Are they plastic eggs?
I don't really know. The HOA is doing it in the park this weekend, so I don't know exactly what the prizes are. I don't know if it's candy or if it's, like, you know, gift certificates.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, so tonight, why don't you get a basket with some plastic eggs in it and run around the house and see if you can hit the bottom of it.
Oh, target practice,
We're going to need some training. Yeah. I need to put him through Easter egg training camp for sure, because he's never really done this before. It's just going to be, because this is neighborhood kids, and I've seen some of the punks in the neighborhoods, man. And it's going to be a dog fight out there.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm telling you. And tripping, you want to teach him tripping. That's also another good way to get the eggs out of the basket.
Yeah.
Just stick your foot out.
Yep.
Boom, that kid falls, you get all the eggs.
Stick out that leg.
Thanks, Jamie.
Oh, you're welcome.
See, that's why I would ask a parent like you, because you've been through this before with Ralphie.
Yeah.
And I remember.
We're here to win, buddy.
You know the strategy.
Listen, we're here to win.
Yeah.
Remember when they
That's what Easter's about, not Jesus.
Remember when they used to do them in those big fields out there, put those big screen televisions in the Easter eggs and stuff,
squares.
And the fights that would break out?
Yeah.
They used to have those competitions here in town where they would have an adult Easter egg hunt, and they would put in there big prizes worth hundreds of dollars. And man, that turned ugly.
Yeah, we one time we dropped Easter eggs from a helicopter.
Yeah.
That was a dumb idea, too.
Yeah.
People were climbing in trees, breaking their arms. Our radio station was, like, completely sued.
Happy Easter, everybody. Right? Hope you enjoy your big Easter weekend coming up. BJ and Jamie Morning, you're here.
BJ and Jamie.
God.
I'm not. Look. I don't mean to be
You're just so frustrating. Like, I can't just say something and you can just leave it alone. Like, I can't say a sentence and you just, like that.
Well, that's kind of why they pay us to do a radio show.
You aren't on the radio when I'm talking about it.
Well, what we do off air is what gets on the air, too. It is because, I mean, it is what we are.
I was just talking to you as not an on-air personality.
I'll try to straighten up.
And fly right.
Okay. And be a different person. All right, you explain to me what I'm doing so wrong.
I just want to make a sentence and you not fight me. I just want you to go, For example, when I said, oh my God, that Scott Peterson stuff is nuts. I hadn't even made anything. I hadn't said anything. You're like, oh my God.
You said he was innocent.
I never said that
yet. Yes, you did. That's why I came back with that.
No, I hadn't said anything yet when you jumped on. I go, oh, all I said first was, oh my God, that Scott Peterson stuff, you guys, it's nuts. And then next thing I know, well, he's obviously guilty. He went fishing right by her body.
How do you explain that?
Who goes 60 miles outside of town to go fishing? And he just bought the boat.
All right, so what is your thinking after watching part of the whatever it is you watch?
There's a van involved. There's a burnt out van that has blood on it. They never tested it for DNA.
Okay.
That was after the robbery that happened with right there on the same street. People saw her walking her dog. I don't know. It's just getting very interesting to me. That's all.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay. By the way, he's guilty as hell.
Because
that information's been out there for years. It was part of the trial.
Why is the Innocence guilty? Project taking him on? They have to see something. The Innocence Project is taking him on. They don't just take people because they take them. I mean, they're seeing something where he might be innocent.
All right, what's the other
one? Okay, fine, sure.
All right, what's the other one?
All right, so number two. So all of a sudden I was like, I guess two kids over the weekend were killed at a national forest. They were hiking in California by mountain lions.
One kid,
right. The other one, his face was...
Sorry about that.
It's fine. It was scratched off. His face was basically kind of gone.
They were brothers, weren't they?
Yeah, they are brothers.
Yeah.
18 and 21, I believe.
Terrible.
So the discussion about mountain lions has come to fruition again here in Colorado. And we have 4,000 mountain lions.
How do they know we have 4,000? Who counts them?
That's what he said. He wasn't talking about mountain lion safety. He just goes, I go, you know, we have 4,000 mountain lions in Colorado. How do they know how many mountain lions we have? Who's out there counting? 1, 2, 3. Four.
I'm sure they have like a tagging system.
Oh, there goes
what trail cams. Yeah.
That's five.
They figured out.
Just counted another 4,000.
You tell me, Jamie. Yeah. Tell me how they know 4,000.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like the wolf situation.
Yeah.
Back when they said there was no wolves. No wolves in Colorado whatsoever, okay? But boy, if you go a mile across the state line up in Wyoming, they're all over the place. You're telling me that a wolf doesn't cross over a state line?
No, he sees the state line. He's like, whoa, not...
I do not believe that for 1 minute.
There's that colorful Colorado sign.
We've got 10,000 wolves in Wyoming, but not one in Colorado.
I'm just saying.
How can you believe that?
I'm just saying.
Who can believe that?
If I'm just talking to you off the air, we don't have to argue. I can just say like, wow, did you guys know we have 4,000 mountain lions? And you could just be like, whoa, that's crazy. It's like, oh, how do we know?
They don't know.
And then out of nowhere, you're like, oh my God. Because then you have to top me with the mountain lion story. Did you see that girl? Totally sucked into a pipe. She's dead.
Yeah, that's not a good story.
It's a horrible story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like.
No, you were talking about a kid that was attacked.
I didn't need to be topped by a horrific story.
I'm not trying to top you. I'm just giving you another story, Jimmy. Nobody's trying to top you.
Now I'm scared to go swimming.
I'm just saying the family went to the swimming pool at a hotel. I think it was, I don't know what it was. Yeah, I won't say what it is because I don't know for sure, but I thought I reposted it yesterday. But nevertheless, they go to the swimming pool and the young girl, and I guess one of those caps came off of the suction device
because,
in the
pool. Because, you know, it's happened in the past where kids have been sucked into especially limbs. At the bottom of the pool. They like set on them or whatever, and then they cover them and they get entrapped. But now they've made like rounded traps where they can't, you know, they can't get sucked in. Yeah.
You would think, though, no pool at any hotel would ever have a suction area underneath that would be able to even take a kid in.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that for a minute. Even if the cap, I mean, what are the chances the cap comes off? Who knows? I don't know what it is. But if it's possible at all, then you shouldn't have these suction holes underneath in that water.
I have three big fears. You know how you have rock slides as fears? I have three huge fears. One is somebody's electrical going wacky on their swimming pool. Because we've seen that happen where they touch the ladder and they get electrocuted.
Yeah, and you have no idea.
Exactly, until you go. So I have that one. I have, obviously, my airbag going off and killing me. Yeah. That's the other one. And then what was the third one? I can't remember what it is, but it's real bad.
Lightning?
I hate, lightning. Listen, I might have been under my covers the other day.
Yeah. Thunder, lightning,
all that. It's in terrifying.
All right, I'll do my best just to stay quiet. Just to stay quiet and just not make a comment.
Not argue with me. How do they know 4,000 mountain lions?
Right, let me go back to something here. After watching that episode that you saw with the Scott Peterson thing.
Yes.
Scott Peterson, if you remember, he has been accused, in fact, found guilty of killing his wife, Lacey, who was also pregnant with her son, Connor, at the time. They found her in the San Francisco Bay. He had gone fishing that particular morning at that bay, 60 miles away from his house. And that's where they found the body. And that was a big part of convicting him for that. Plus, they found some other things, too. After watching
that... Well, it was all circumstantial evidence.
Right. But after watching what you watched, you're saying that you think that he might be innocent?
I do.
Yeah, I think he's guilty as hell.
You told me a lot.
But you think he's there's a chance that he's going to get out of prison?
I think that they need to retry it. I think they need to look at some stuff.
And look at more evidence.
Especially since everything was circumstantial. And that van is troubling. Van that was burnt out with bloodstains, that's troubling. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some.
Well, all that stuff came up in the trial, though. They had the witness that said that they spotted her walking down the street with a dog and all that, but they still convicted him.
But the van was never part of the van was not part of the trial.
Yeah, what's a van got to do with
it? Because
it was just
right
seen in a neighborhood.
It was right down the street from where she was killed.
Right.
Lived. Yeah. And it had blood in it, and they never tested the DNA.
Right.
It was burnt out.
Right.
It was a burned up. I mean. Anybody in my neighborhood would be really suspicious that there's a burned up van with blood in it.
Yeah, it sounds like she was like killed in the van and then they burned the evidence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And they never tested it.
Yeah.
So that's really.
And this was brought up in that new series?
That's brought up in the new series. And they have the DNA sample. The first time they resent it in, it was inconclusive of her. But now they have new technology and they want to test it again.
Mm. Well, then how would the body be found at exactly the point of where he went fishing 60 miles away?
But they could have killed her in the van and then, like, you know, carted her off.
It could
followed
be
him
so
fishing.
Wild coincidence.
Followed him fishing.
It could have been.
Yeah, followed him fishing. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense.
It does make sense if you watch the series.
I've seen the series.
Oh, you have?
I've seen the series. Yeah, but it just doesn't make sense. They found the body.
Just to open your mind.
Where he went fishing, where they have a receipt of where he went that morning. They found it.
Yeah, that makes sense. But like Jamie's saying, though, they're not going to take on the case if they don't at least have a little bit of something.
Yeah, the Innocence Project is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. They must have found something big.
Yeah, they're kind of that's a thing. If they take on your case, then they have a reason to. They don't just take it for, I almost said S's and grades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I got really comfortable there.
All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Oh, by the way. They say if you're out there creeping, don't buy that brand new Tesla that's out. Have you heard this story?
No.
All right, we'll talk about it next. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Creeping. Don't be creeping in that Tesla. Man, oh, man. All right, let's play a little role game here, okay?
Ooh,
let's
pretend. Love role play.
All right, me and you are
Call
married.
Call me Sandy. With an I and a heart over my eye.
All right, Sandy, you and I are married.
Long brunette hair.
Oh, yeah. You and I are married. Okay, Sandy?
God.
All right, listen. We decide, as a couple, we're going to buy a Tesla.
Okay.
We're going to get the brand new model that's out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For sure, if we get it, we're both going to end up driving it because we're so curious about the electric car. It's a Tesla. And, you know, it's a thing now. It's a thing in our family, right?
Right.
So you're going to download the app and put it on your phone. I'm going to put it on my phone because it starts the car, controls a lot of the car. We're both going to have it, right? Well, the new Tesla, I guess, and it could be some of the old ones, too. I don't know. I'm not in that Tesla world, okay? But I guess the new one for sure Not only does it GPS and tell you exactly where that car is at all times, which your spouse can see.
Well, yeah, most cars do that now because my app tells you all the trips I've taken.
Yeah, yeah, but not necessarily that I would have your app on my phone. Does that make sense?
Well, you might because mine unlocks the door and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're saying Tesla, you're more than likely to.
Okay.
Okay, because of the new, you know, being a new
share
electric car
app,
and all
share
that.
Share the
yeah,
login.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not only does it tell you where it is, but it also tells you how many people are in the car.
See, that's the problem.
There you are.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The new Tesla, it tells you. Not only does it tell you, it shows you a picture.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because they have cameras all the way around that car.
There's
you'd think that you could see.
It was like that self-driving car in Arizona that I took, Waymo.
Yeah.
It literally showed on the screen how many people, like as we got out of it, it showed how many people got in and were remaining still sitting in the car. It was crazy.
Well, and that's how that Tesla caught the people that were keying it, because people didn't realize that they have cameras that
work around it,
all the way around it, that you can see on your app when somebody keyed it.
Well, if you're in the creeping world and you like to get out there and creep around on your spouse, you probably don't need that car, because they're going to see that young lady that you have in the seat, or that young man that you have in the front seat with you.
Well, there's a lot of ways to catch somebody. You know, I caught my husband at the time. This is when I knew he was having an affair, because I also was in his car, because I lived in Los Angeles, he lived here. And I got in the car, and there was a magazine, and it was called Runner's World.
Yep.
And I don't run, and he doesn't run, right?
Right.
And there's a magazine that said Runner's World. This is back in the day of magazines. And it said Runner's World. And I looked at him, and I go, when did you start running?
Mm.
And he's like, well, I was thinking about, and I go, and I turned it over.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? What? There was a girl's name,
on it. And a dress.
And a dress. Yeah.
Funny how that worked.
Yeah, she was from Broomfield. And she was a whore they ended up marrying.
Yep.
They have a couple kids. Anyway.
Yeah. That worked out then.
Yeah, it really
seems like it worked out better than yours did.
It really did.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you can always find like hints. Like I always did this on purpose with fancy pants. I on my side of the passenger seat, I'd always leave a lipstick. Because he's never gonna look in that little compartment on that side.
Move.
But a girl might look down and see like, oh, there's a Lancome a lipstick down there. That's not mine.
You know, and it's pretty cocky if you think about it, of a woman from Broomfield bringing a Runner's magazine on a tryst.
Exactly.
You're going out to be with somebody else's husband and you bring a Runner's magazine.
But don't you think
that is so cocky?
Don't you think she left it on purpose?
100%. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do too.
Absolutely.
She wanted me to know.
And
by the way,
now they got kids.
They got kids, and guess what? They're divorced.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't such a good ending. I thought it had a better ending than that. Man, oh man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm telling you right now, if for some reason our show won the Mega Millions tonight, let's say that big lottery that we do around here with the pool that we do.
Yeah.
If we win tonight, each one of us would get about $50 million each.
After taxes?
Okay? After taxes.
Okay.
Yeah. We'd get about $50 million. This show would cease to exist. Okay? I'm going to be quite honest with the audience, okay?
Really?
Yeah,
I would still come to work.
I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't get along, even broke is a joke. Do you think that we could get along and each one of us is worth $50 million?
Dollars?
Do you know the attitude we would have around here if we all had $50 million?
I think every one of us would think that you invested it, not you, but us individually, invested it wrong. Like you'd say in your head, like, oh my God, he got a Ferrari, didn't put it in a high-quality mutual fund.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or I'd have something going on that I'm going to start up or start over and you won't invest with me. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not, you schmuck?
I know
you
got how much
$50 million.
You got, yeah.
Can you imagine a
money
fight?
Money causes problems.
Yeah.
I know.
We're broken. We argue.
Yeah.
That would tell you right there that the show wouldn't exist after $50 million.
So you would retire at $50 million? You would call it?
I'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'd be so bored, BJ. You hate the weekends.
Yeah. I think that... let's see. I think that there would be other interests that you'd never got to explore in your life that you would take on. And that you would move on to do something else. I do.
Yeah.
I think, for example, I would get me a place near a beach. I'd play a lot of golf. I'd travel more.
I just have to remind
you. I'd do things like that.
I love the idea and the hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
You have a wife. And what you mean is whatever she wants to do with the money is what's going to happen.
Right. But I'm just saying, I think there would be other interests besides here.
Right.
But when you're talking that kind of money, now if it were like $1 million or something of that nature, no. But 50 million cash.
Yeah, I still say she's going to say, like, we're not leaving the school district and we're going to stay here and he's going to be raised here and you're going to be like, we have $50 million. Yep. Come on, let's get a house at the beach. Nope, we're not going there. He's staying in school and he has all his friends here. I see the future.
What is it? You live in a spare bedroom at my house or something? You hear all these conversations?
She's got listening devices.
How do you do that?
Well, because I thought about it too.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
No, breaking news. Oh, this is horrible.
What is it?
I guess last night somebody was drunk at Bucky's.
Oh, no. Yep. Drunk at Bucky's.
Drunk at Bucky's. I feel like that's a country song.
Yeah. It definitely could be.
I was drunk at Bucky's.
Trying to fill up my pickup truck.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep. So I guess the cops are called and everything's fine.
Did they anything break out? Did they start throwing, brisket sandwiches or anything like that?
I was on the fan page, on the Bucky's fan page, and they said that somebody was drunk at Bucky's. So I guess police were called.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you knew it was bound to happen.
Of course.
At some point. Yeah. Of course. I mean, they're open 24/7.
You're going to get a drunk guy once in a while.
You're going to.
Yep. All right. So anyway, that's some breaking news. Obviously, the Baltimore Bridge that collapsed is just a horrific situation. 1:30 this morning, a big old boat hit one of the columns and the entire thing collapsed. It's crazy. One of those container ships.
It's all on video, too.
Yeah. And it's pretty horrific. They're doing search and rescue, but at this point, I don't know what's going on.
Well, this occurred like at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, their time, in Baltimore. And, the odds of anybody surviving it now, if you're missing, then probably slim to none. But they were looking for like 20 people, I think. Two were pulled from the water.
Yeah, that's what they've said.
But, man, you're cruising along, 1 o'clock in the morning, going across a bridge, and all of a sudden the bridge disappears out from under you. How horrific is this?
Yeah, and of course, like we mentioned before, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories that the big boat maybe lost power. Some people think that maybe he did it on purpose. I don't know. All I know is it's a tragic accident, and I'm just going to keep it at that point.
Well, when you watch the video, there's no doubt about it. The power on the boat seems to go out.
It went out right before it hit. Yeah.
The lights flash. Flicker several times and then poof, it goes dark. The bridge is still standing. And then minutes later, the bridge starts to collapse where the cargo ship hit it.
Here's the headline from USA Today. 6 construction workers remain missing after the Baltimore Bridge collapses. No sign of terrorism. That's what officials are saying. So I guess there were construction workers on there as well.
Really?
Yeah. That's what the headline says.
I wonder how they came up with 22 people in the water. I wonder how they knew that so quickly.
It's the construction crew. There were people overnight working on the bridge, and they were all along it. I know you can't see any cars or anything, but they're up there working on the bridge at night. And then when the bridge collapsed, they fell in.
But the cars went in, too.
I didn't see any cars.
Yeah, there were cars on there.
Yeah, there were cars on the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's in the video.
Well, they're saying that the construction crew is who is missing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but what I'm saying is how many people were in the cars? They came up with the number very quickly is all I'm saying.
Well, they also figured out that there's 4,000 mountain lions in Colorado.
They don't know there's 4,000 mountain.
They do. There's 4,000 mountain lions.
I'm going to be different about this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. 4,000.
4,000.
There's not 4,001, folks.
No, 4,000 mountain lions in Colorado. Exactly. Who knew? It's crazy. It's a crazy number. 4,000. Anyway, moving on. I saw first of all, Schmidl came in with the funniest story. Remember how we were talking about how Tesla can catch you cheating and your partner with the app can catch you cheating?
Yep.
Schmidl told me that he was watching a TikTok video and this construction worker guy, the foreman, took scrunchies, girl scrunchies for your hair, or boys, whatever, and he slingshot them into everybody's open window on site.
Yeah, onto their passenger seats.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so ruthless.
Oh, my God. Because no matter what, if I found in my boyfriend or husband's car a scrunchie that wasn't mine, you're done.
Yeah, and you're never going to believe him, even if the foreman's like, I was just playing a prank on the guys. You're going to be like, no, you're backing him up just because you don't want to get caught.
There's no explaining that.
There's no explaining it. It's so rude.
So don't leave your convertible tops down anywhere. Because any even a stranger
or your
can
windows
do that.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of it.
I kind of want to carry some scrunchies around just to randomly throw.
Can I say something? I do too.
It sounds funny.
And it's against women, you know? Like, but I do too. It's such a brilliant idea.
You want to ruin someone's day. That's
kind
how you
of.
Do it.
I'm like, hey, right now I'm not happy. I want to make sure you're not happy.
Oh, my God.
Kidding. All right, anyway. Let's see here. What was I going to tell you? Oh, the other big news besides Baltimore is obviously P. Diddy, Puffy, that whole saga. The rumors are now that we're finding out that Usher was actually groomed when he was 13, went to P. Diddy camp. Diddy took him to the clubs. He's 13. You can't just take a regular like girl or one of your bro bras with you. You have to take a 13-year-old kid. And Usher basically said the things he saw was just not right at 13. He was a little kid. He's like, he can't even figure out half the stuff he saw because it was so wrong with all these women of the night, you know, that were around and stuff. It was like,
well, you got to figure drugs, all kinds
all
of stuff.
Yeah. And there was also a story where Usher went to the ER and it was hidden. And to this day, it's been hidden why he went to the ER under P. Diddy's care. They're saying it might have been a drug overdose.
Yeah. Where
were still talking?
Where
about
was
that.
His parents during all this?
Yeah, well, he was at P. Diddy.
They
camp.
Thought he was at camp.
Yeah, they thought they trusted him. They trusted P. Diddy.
Yeah,
but the parents aren't notified if you go to the ER.
I guess not, because they had signed a thing that it's like the mama bear or whatever. It's you sign over any kind of emergency stuff. You know, like when we take people on our trips, when we take my son's friends, they write a letter saying that I'm in charge of their...
The authority to whoever's
in care.
Yeah, but I would never sign something that says that I wouldn't be contacted if my kid went to the ER.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's weird.
It's a big cover
up. The whole thing's weird, I'm just saying.
Yeah, and all of it's going to just blow up. I mean, this is going to just get worse and worse. They're also saying Justin Bieber was part of the grooming process. Three girls have charged P. Diddy with different, I don't know, sex trafficking. One of the girls was his actual girlfriend, and she obviously knows too much, and he just paid her off. She filed a motion for sex trafficking, and the next day it was sealed, and she went away. So that was some big bucks. I don't know what kind of money. Nobody's saying, but she just went away.
Yeah.
So he paid her off.
Now, Usher's not claiming that anything happened to him physically because of P. Diddy, right?
He's not saying anything.
Yeah, he's
right
not
now.
Said anything of that nature, right?
He alludes to some stuff, but
okay,
he hasn't said it out loud. He might now feel safe that he can.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know? I mean, I think that he was always trying to, like, tippy toe because he also credited P. Diddy for putting him on the map. So it's that fine line, you know?
Yeah, but when you're taking a 13-year-old to a bar and nightlife.
You know bad stuff is happening, right? So if you want to play number two.
It was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle, and I saw it. And it was, but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh huh.
Mary J. Blige. They didn't know nothing about this.
Yeah, so it was crazy. I wonder if J-Lo is going to make a statement or if she's just going to stay on the J-Lo.
I don't know. There's a lot of people pointing fingers at her that she knows a lot more and has known a lot more for years and hadn't said anything, and she just is guilty. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea where this goes.
I saw a really depressing TikTok video yesterday, and that was of Dale Earnhardt Jr. Now, if you're a NASCAR fan, you know who he is, but you definitely know who Dale Earnhardt is. He died on the circuit. Dale Earnhardt was number 3, and he was legendary, right? Well, Dale Earnhardt Jr. then came up in his dad's boots and became a champion as well in NASCAR. I didn't know this, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. was basically abandoned by his father.
Really?
I know! Yeah!
I had no idea either.
Didn't you think that they were just so tight?
Yeah, based on, obviously when his dad died, I mean, he was devastated, obviously, but I thought that they were really, really close.
They didn't get tight until Dale Earnhardt Jr. grew up and got in a NASCAR, and his dad was quote unquote finally proud of him and did something he was interested in. He said his dad lived his life always uninterested in him. Do you know that he doesn't have one picture from graduation because his parents weren't there?
Wow.
At his high school graduation.
That is so sad.
I was like, this dashes all my thoughts of what I thought that family and the dynasty
For
was.
For whatever reason, I thought they were all really close.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt seems like an all-American man. Right. Like, he wouldn't treat his kids like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I guess he had, like, a few different wives with a bunch of different kids.
What?
Yeah! I know.
That's crazy.
It is. I mean, because didn't you guys think of them as like the
all-American family?
Yeah,
really.
And the dad and the son, and it was just this dynasty. And,
yeah, and he's trying to follow in his father's footsteps. Yeah. Like, why would you do that if your dad was mean to you?
Yeah, because he said his dad literally was disgusted with him his whole life.
If anything, you'd want nothing to do with NASCAR.
Exactly. Yeah. And he said not until he started racing did his dad, Dale Earnhardt, pay attention to him. And he goes, you know, I don't have one graduation picture because nobody showed up to my graduation.
His high school
graduation, and not one family member was there. He goes, I just wore my cap and gown and I did it. And they were like, well, where were your parents? He's like, I don't know. They were on the circuit somewhere.
Oh my God.
I was like, that is the saddest story I've ever heard. All right. I just wanted to share because I was like,
I had no idea.
Okay, good. I'm glad you guys were crushed like me.
Yeah.
Speaking of dynasties, y'all got to watch. I think it's fantastic. The McBee dynasty on Peacock. So the McBee dynasty on Peacock is about this family in Missouri that have a cattle ranch. They have this huge ranch worth millions and millions. It's a real documentary.
I've seen the trailers.
Have you?
I was like, we should probably watch that because it looks kind of like almost like Yellowstone a little bit, but real life.
No, it's real life Yellowstone. Yeah. It is exactly that. Okay. It's real life Yellowstone.
Then I am going to have to watch it.
And the one guy is Joe the Millionaire.
Really?
Yeah. It's his ranch. His dad's ranch. And his dad's a whore. Oh, it's so good. His dad is like totally banging these two chicks. Oh, God, I don't know if I can say that.
Well, you just sold it on me, so I'm gonna have to watch that.
What I meant is they all have drums.
Yeah,
and they get in a circle, and it's a big drum group.
All playing instruments.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I feel like the trailer just came out. I'm done. There you go. Tumblr trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Going to be around 44 today. They say into the 70s by Friday, so it's going to warm up pretty good here. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By Friday?
Yeah, by Friday.
Oh,
by
that's
Friday.
Awesome.
You mentioned Bucky's a few minutes ago. They had their first drunk in there. Well, we don't know if it's the first. It's the first that caused the scene that they knew was drunk, right?
Correct.
I did see this. Bucky's Colorado, the most successful Bucky's opening ever in the history of old Bucky.
Really?
Yeah.
How many do they own?
Oh, I don't know. What, 19, I think it is?
Wow.
Is it 19, something like that?
That's
Texas, Tennessee. Yeah, it's the biggest grand opening ever. Now, we went up there last Friday, and I got to tell you, we mentioned this yesterday. That place was a zoo. It was a zoo. People everywhere, and people just kept pouring in. It was nonstop.
Yeah, I would suggest if you're going to go at like 2 a.m. Friday night or something.
Or, even middle of the day, like morning, 10 a.m.
Well, it was still, that was a Friday, though.
Yeah.
Even Wednesday at 2 a.m. I don't know. I'd go overnight.
Yeah.
I think it's packed all the time, except for maybe overnights when the drunk people do show up.
Yeah.
Maybe you go and mingle with the drunk people at Bucky's. I don't know, but that place was packed. How much money? Now, I have no clue. Okay. I don't know. How much money do you think they made opening week?
Well, I know they made $460 off of me.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
And they made $110 off me.
Okay, all right.
$105 here for me.
Yeah.
All right, how much money do you think they made? If you had an estimate, because they opened on Monday, and from Monday to Sunday, so 7 full days of operation, and you got to figure, we were up there on Friday, and again, a zoo. You got to figure Saturday and Sunday was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. More so than what we saw.
So for 1 week, how much did they make?
How much money do
including
you think
gas
they made?
Or just in swag?
Just inside the store.
Okay.
Let's forget about the gas pumps, but let's just say inside the store.
I'm going to say 1 week.
And 1 week. 7 days, I would say.
I'm going to say $23 million. I don't know.
I know. I don't even know.
I mean, all I know is that the four of us were there for an hour, and we're out like $1,400.
I was going to say maybe a couple million.
Oh, like two?
I'll bet they did 2 million in the first three
days.
Maybe
23 million is too high, though. 10 yeah. million?
I would say probably 12 to 15.
Well,
somewhere
I hate this
there.
Game because yeah. we don't have an answer. Yeah.
We don't have an answer.
So
no.
this is no fun.
But wouldn't you like to know the answer?
Yeah,
I'd like to know what it made in 7 days. Because I've yet to see it. I actually looked for it. And I didn't find it. No, they didn't release those numbers. But that thing is making a buku of money. And again, what blew me away. What blew me away about this beaver on Friday was we went up there. We took listeners up there with the bus, the Bucky's bus. And the place was packed, packed, packed. But it's out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you drive for an hour just to get there. And then on the other side is Wyoming. Nothing. Nothing. Where did all these cars come from?
Well, I'm kind of having, I don't know. I feel kind of bad about the baby Jesus. I'll tell you why. Because this weekend is Easter and stuff. And my son's whole entire theme, he's having a beaver basket.
Beaver basket?
Yes. Yeah, you know all that crap I bought?
Yeah.
It's for his beaver basket.
Good.
Well, I
That's
know,
great.
It doesn't seem very Christian-like.
Well, our Easter bags aren't Christmas. I mean, Christian.
They're not?
No.
Okay,
it's eggs and bunnies and chocolate that.
I feel like the Lord isn't involved in a beaver basket.
No, I don't think a lot of Easter baskets are Christianity, are they?
I think
they're
are.
Just candy and eggs and stuff.
Goodies, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think beaver's the perfect way to go.
Yeah.
It's a beaver Easter.
Yeah, it is a beaver Easter.
Beaver Easter, man.
Which seems weird, too.
Doesn't it?
Beaver Easter. I don't know. Well,
if you get a chance to go up to Bucky's, you'll enjoy it. It's pretty cool.
It's out of control.
It is cool. It's something like you've never seen before.
It's just dumb.
It is dumb.
And I don't mean dumb negative. I mean like dumb fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... Yeah. We went to Bucky's and we spent too much money.
Yeah, way too much money.
But you know what? I was surprised. Prices weren't as bad as I thought they would be.
Yeah.
I thought being, kind of a tourist trap or whatnot, that it would be really expensive. It wasn't that bad.
Uh-huh. I know, but you do owe me, like, I think I calculated, like, $300.
For what?
For all the hats I gave away.
The hats?
Yeah, I bought a buttload of hats. I gave them all away.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why do I owe you for them?
Because they think it's from BJ and Jamie, not just Jamie.
Well, they're from Jamie, but just think of me when you think of her, okay?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Can you imagine making $5 billion in one day?
Well, doesn't like Jeff Bezos make $5 billion every like 5 seconds or something?
I'm just saying, could you imagine it? Wow.
In one day?
In one day. Donald Trump wakes up this morning to $5 billion.
If he cashes out, right?
Yeah, well, he can't cash out for, I think it's 6 months.
Oh, is it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
He's got to hold it, but he's got a platform out there called Truth Social, which I've never been on. I don't really know anything about it. It's just a platform that, much like Twitter or something of that nature, that they're selling or they're going public today. And he woke up to five. Well, not only him, but anybody with an investment in it has woken up to big money this morning.
I bet that must be Elon. Why didn't that happen to me when I bought Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what? That's not fair, because he lost his ass on Twitter. Lost it.
Yeah. Didn't he pay like, what, 40-something billion dollars or something for that?
Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah.
These people that are rich, man, they just get richer and richer and richer.
Isn't that what they say? The damn rich people get richer and richer and richer.
rich and rich.
Oh, my God, it's a true story.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Then there's us poor people out there. Yeah.
But I have good news.
What's that?
Carson finally paid Schmidl.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
so I was
going
to actually check in with Schmidl. Hey, Schmidl, how are you going on your move? Because you've yet to mention very much about that lately.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're moving in May 1st. So right now we're just kind of in the packing process. I need to go pick up some boxes from Jamie this week.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been throwing them. I'm not breaking them down.
Uh-huh.
I'm just throwing them in the garage.
That works for me.
Because I figure you take the comedy van, you don't have to break them down.
Yeah.
Because why would I break them down? Then you have to build them back up.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm all about that. Less work for me.
You know what makes me think, though, is like, damn, I spend a lot of money on Amazon.
You do. Yeah.
You know, I activated my account again.
You have boxes that big, though?
Yeah, like I love
like
vacuum.
Moving?
I love vacuum cleaners.
Really?
I'm addicted to vacuum cleaners. Woo! It's a real problem, friends.
There's something satisfying about vacuum cleaners.
I love vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. I'll
that
agree with
Dyson
you on that.
Stick one? Oh! Have you guys not had the purple one?
No.
Oh, my God. You guys are dumb.
Yeah, but the Dysons are expensive.
The Dyson stick one. It's a stick.
Yeah.
Like it's just a stick. And it's chargeable. Oh, you
and
guys don't know.
It hangs on the wall, right?
And yes, it's just and like, it's purple. Yeah. It's adorable.
And it's got that light where you can actually see like the dirt and stuff.
Well, I don't. Mine doesn't have a light. Whoa, I gotta get the one with the light.
There's one. Literally, it's got like a
black light.
Pretty much, it's like a green light, and you can see the
I don't
dust
know if we
want to
see around my bed.
We have a Windsor. Like a professional cleaning vacuum.
Whoa.
Yeah. Carson, it's like a $1,200 vacuum. Yeah.
Are you selling vacuum cleaners on the side?
Listen, I bought a new one. Well, it's been in my house for a while. I haven't opened it since Christmas. I got it at Christmas. But it's, you know the Roomba?
Yep. I got one.
Okay, I do too. I have four of them because I put them on every floor.
Oh, okay. So
they just take off. They just take off and do their thing because, I don't know, I'm just a psycho about vacuum cleaners. But I got a new one. And it does wet and dry. It like mops and sucks.
You need to let me know how that
works.
Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of vacuums. Yeah. I sure do. I'm a baller in the vacuum world.
Sure sounds.
I am. I really am.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. 23 degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we'll get to it tomorrow. Does that work?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that okay?
You're not going to believe this.
The eclipse, right? Solar eclipse?
You're not going to believe why, and I won't say it now, but this is from, well, I'm not even going to tell you the source, but it's from a very reliable source in the science world.
All right.
You're not going to believe why we're supposed to stock up on food and water for the solar eclipse. You're not even going to believe it.
Okay. I'm trying to think what it could be because we've been speculating that a lot of panic is out there for what reason? We can't really understand it. And this solar eclipse happens, I think, April 8th. Is that right?
That is correct. It says, why warnings are being issued ahead of next month's total solar eclipse. I will give you all the details, but you're not going to believe it.
Yeah. I've seen geomagnetic fields.
Nope.
I've seen this. I've seen solar flares.
Nope.
I've seen the lack of energy hitting the grid, and the grid's going to go down. Cell phones are going to go out.
Dumb.
Hospitals are going to crumble. And
it's so dumb, you won't even believe it.
Okay, let's save it till tomorrow.
I mean, BJ, you're going to be like, what? You're just going to be exhausted.
Banking systems, go get cash. You're going to need cash.
It's like Y2K all over
it's
again.
It's just unbelievable, some of the warnings that are out there. And food, they're saying stock up.
Food and water for the solar.
Become a prepper for this thing. And get this, it only lasts 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, it actually lasts 4 minutes.
Well, I thought
that... Total eclipse.
Oh, the total eclipse I thought was 10 minutes, they said.
No, this article says 4 minutes.
Yeah, I read it was 10 minutes. Yeah. 10 minutes. Well, either way. I mean, it's a very brief period of time to be so freaked out about it.
Let's see here. It says, additionally, the duration of totality, the period the moon completely obscures the sun, will extend to more than 4 minutes at many sites, nearly double the length of the last event.
Okay.
So that's what it says.
All right, we'll find out tomorrow. See what the situation is.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. It's going to warm up a bit. Around 44 for a high today. Then get warmer as the week goes along. You have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.